Kim Johnson is chronicling her father's and her family's journey through Alzheimer's with occasional essays on the spark.
We pick up sticks, my father and I, on this wet November morning as we trudged through the woods, from his house to the mailbox. The walks are a ritual now, a sacred duty that we have undertaken to clear the path on sunny days and on muted ones alike, days such as this, the pewter sky fading into the amber and khaki shades of the fallen leaves. Every morning that I am here, we travel together the quarter mile or so to the mailbox. Every time he asks me which way I want to go, every time I tell him to lead the way, and every time our path is the same, this winding trail of sorts, downhill through the trees near Afton Mountain. At first, I would simply watch him as he stooped over every few steps to pick up the sticks, an endless task fueled by Alzheimer's disease that has warped his natural neatness into a fixation with putting the entire forest in order. Some sticks were little, easily tossed away, but some were still attached to the trees, and he would wrestle them, twisting them off, little foes to vanquish. And some were logs, really, a few able to be budged, many recalcitrant, unmovable despite his efforts, which were remarkably tenacious for an 80-year-old man. So I began helping him to move the big ones, and we would cheer as we heard them tumble down the hill, our little victories, and eventually I joined fully in the mission to clear the way of all sticks, branches, logs, and even a rock here or there. It's a big job, impossible to win, never finished. A bit pointless, I think, because there are always more sticks. But it is here on our walks that he talks to me, or tries to. At our Thanksgiving table, with laughter of a dozen voices mingling with the smells of turkey and mashed potatoes, he sat silent, smiling, yes, but his eyes were vacant in the candlelight, his brain confused, no doubt. And later, as we drank coffee and cut the pumpkin pie, I noticed his absence. I found him in bed, the blanket up to his chin, sound asleep with this little dog at his feet. No, it is on our regular mission to pick up the sticks that he speaks. As we continue on this gray morning, he points to the spot where my mother, on a walk with him last spring, fell and shattered her ankle. And he says, "There, see, that was," he searches for the word. "Awful," I say, finishing the sentence. "Yes, awful." And it was. Then he shows me how he picked up the sticks in my mother's path and brushed the leaves aside so she could crawl, yes, crawl, the quarter mile uphill to the house to get help. He was unable to go up to the house himself and pick up the phone to call someone. That was beyond him. But he could pick up sticks for her, clear the path for her, and that is what he did. So perhaps our mission is not so pointless after all. We pick up sticks, my father and I.
Kim Johnson lives and writes in Harrisonburg. Back after a break with trombone man Robert Mott.